people need to be able to think, speak, and act without self-restraint. As an academic scientist, I have had the privilege of working with prescient giants in the field, such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Zev Zelenko, Dr. Joseph Ladapo, and Dr. Harvey Weish. This is America Out Loud Talk Radio. Welcome to my Liberty Hour. I am Dr. Paul Alexander.
Welcome to the Dr. Paul Alexander Liberty Hour. Joining me, brought to you by the American Out Loud Talk Radio. And you know that outfit. It's working to keep us on the air and keep us visible and audible to you guys. And we praise them, Malcolm, etc. So you find ways to help them. America's, we've been saying, you know, in the last years that each election is important, but really come back to it and say that this election, November 2, 2024, probably is the most transformational for the next century, for the balance of 2020, the balance of the 21st century. And election of the president is going to be critical, and the vice president. Because right now, we have a bunch of idiots and morons and sycophants and losers and people who just want to get in there and make money and benefit themselves and family. Look, Trump is not a perfect person. And he made a lot of mistakes, first shot out. And, you know, I worked for him. I was part of the administration. My position at HHS as a senior pandemic advisor. And I can tell you, again, that the entire system worked against him to topple him and destroy his presidency. Trump is fighting against media, academia, the deep state Democrats, rhinos, everyone. And you need to put yourself in his position. What would you have done? What would you have done in the beginning of 2020 when the polls were showing that you were unstoppable and going to be reelected? Everyone was turning to you. Yet, all of a sudden, you had to lock down, by all accounts, the greatest economy America ever had, and damage the economy and damage people's lives. Being told that there's this pandemic of some viral illness that is coming, that no one could have given you surety. Excuse me, I sneezed. Anyway, can't cut it out. So, but no one could have given him short answers as to what. Yet we had hysteria and panic. We had Fauci and Burks up in the Oval Office in the administration presenting President Trump with some fraudulent, fraudulent data of escalating infections and cases. These bastards knew, Fauci and Burks and all of them on that task force, I guess save Brett Giroir. They knew that the PCR process that they were using was overcycled deliberately because they knew over 24 cycles. That was what the global data was saying. It was not a diagnostic test. And anything over 20 amplifications of the genetic material in the swab would be detecting viral dust, viral fragments, non-infectious, non-consequential, non-pathological virus or whatever it was. Not live, present COVID. Not consequential COVID. Anything at 30 amplifications was dead. It was of no consequence. You were not positive. Yet we cycled to 40 and 45 under CDC directions, and the rest of the world did it. What does that mean to you? I'm trying to tell you that in the year 2020, 2021, and the first half of 2022, 97%, we've looked at the analysis now, 97% of people who were told they were positive for COVID were never positive for consequential infectious COVID, never. 97 out of every 100 people, or 9.7 persons out of every 10. Almost all. We close schools and lock society down for a lie. It was a complete lie. And we have a big challenge now, because we need to elect a president that's going to fix this. We can't just let it go. We need punishment. We need investigations. We need accountability. And Trump, by all accounts, is the best person on deck. You may not like him. I have concerns with some things that he says. I have concerns with some things that he says in terms of how bulletproof is what is he saying. Are we being played? I don't think so. He was straitjacketed in his first term by Paul Ryan, the first 2 years. You knew that. Paul Ryan did everything with Mitch McConnell to shut Trump down. He got nothing approved. And the fourth year was the COVID fake. COVID was a fake fraud, PCR manufactured non-pandemic based on a lie of asymptomatic transmission. I want to say it quickly to move on to other things. COVID was a lie. COVID was 100% lie. Anything you hear in the news today, you hear the name COVID, disease X, whatever, it's a lie. A 100% lie. Everything that they did, everything they ever said. So we need to go back. We need investigations and accountabilities, because we need to punish these people. Because everything that they did with their COVID policies and their fraud, fake, deadly, Malone, Bula, Bansal, Wiseman, Sahin, Kariko, Turecki, mRNA technology, mRNA vaccine, killed people. So we need them held accountable. In proper courts, in proper hearings, in proper tribunals with proper judges and juries. They will decide. And if they say these people didn't do wrong, we let them go and we praise them. But if they said they did wrong, we punish them. We take every cent from them and all of their family's money. They're now living high on the hog off of the debts that they caused. We jail them also. And if a judge comes back and a jury and says, we think what Malone and Bula and Bansal and they did rises to the death penalty, is a capital crime, and we are saying put them to death, then we put them to death. Listen. President Trump has to grow up, and the people in the Biden administration. We need to go backwards and we need to find who did wrong. And I don't care who you are, whether you are my friend and I liked you, and we go and have coffee and we go to the Sandals vacation together. If you did wrong and costed lives, and if a judge and a jury said you are to be put to death, you must be put to death. The time has come in America where we need to hold people accountable. Remember, I have a Substack, my daily blog. You could go to it. It's an Alexander COVID News. You know, just Google it. Alexander COVID News. I run it for free. As well as if you want to help me, there's a $29 a year annual fee. You can just join for 1 year. But if you don't want to, just subscribe for free. And I will make sure you get all of the information I'm giving daily. I also want to say, if you want to help me beyond that, please go to Zelle, Zelle, and you can make a small donation. Go to email sr7283@gmail.com. Look. Election is coming, you have to vote. I'm going to tell you who to vote for. You could have your own preference, and that is your choice. But right now on deck, the best option we have is President Trump. And President Trump has to close the border on election. First hour, border must be closed. That southern border, even consider closing the Canadian border, because now we know people have no intent on staying in Canada. The game is to come to America to hurt America. You have to get that in your head. So when these jihadists and Islamists and they coming up to Mexico, their aim is America. They will get there. coming through Canada. We need to close the border with Canada too. President Trump has to close the border and he has to move to deport all of the illegals, the 10 to 12 to 14 million so far that we project under Biden and Obama, because Obama runs Biden administration. He needs to deport all the illegals that came under Obama. In Obama's administration, even his administration, man, woman, and child, my view is if you are 0 to 16 years old today, when Trump gets reelected, so November, you are 0 to 16 years old, and you were born on U.S. soil, I will not deport you and send you back. But anyone over 16 years of age, whether you came from 16 years of age and older, or you came via illegal parents and you grew up in America, I don't care. You must be deported. You came there illegally. You arrived there illegally in some form. You must go to whatever hellhole country your family came from, because that's where you came from, a hellhole country, and trying to make America that hellhole country. So you must go back and you find a U.S. embassy or consulate, and you go in there and you present them a valid U.S. passport or a valid U.S. citizenship card. And if you can't provide any of those things, that is a problem in itself, because it means that you've been living in America for all those years, living high on the hog in an illegal status, made no effort to normalize yourself. None. Because you have no interest in America. You just came to take, and some of you rape and murder and become pedophiles. So Trump must make sure that I don't care if you present me a valid U.S. passport, even if your record shows that you are a murderer, rapist, or pedophile in America, you must be removed. You must never set foot, be allowed on U.S. soil. You lost that privilege. So President Trump has his work cut out for him. Right now, we have a Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. To me, we were fooled. I was happy when I saw them change from this Kevin McCarthy guy. He was there when I was in Trump administration. But we saw photos of this Johnson guy with Paul Ryan in the halls of Congress, in the backstairs. This guy is turning out to be a fraud. This guy has done nothing legislatively. In 2 years, the Republicans has had Congress. They beg for it and they say, give us back power, give us back power. But all Republicans are good for is to go to the wine and cheeses celebrations. They could celebrate and party well, but they don't want a responsibility and they don't know how to govern. They don't want to govern. They just want to be able to be invited to the big shindings. That's it. And to get driven around in suburban vehicles on the taxpayer dime. We gave them power again now. Can you think of anything that they have done? Nothing. Democrats do so much when they have power. Yes, everything is against the American country and population, but they do. Now we have this Mike Johnson guy promising to give aid to Ukraine and bypass all kinds of rules to make sure. Because people are against it. Congress people are against it. But he's going to. How could we have given this guy the speakership and this guy taking our taxpayer money to give this pump-wearing, cross-dressing freak, Zelensky, our taxpayers' money? How? So as I said, President Trump's biggest problem is he needs to build that damn wall. We're not going to forget him. And this is in one area I agree with Ann Coulter when she said, Mr. President, build that goddamn concrete wall, 100 feet tall, 50 feet thick, as you promised. Take down all those metal slat crap. A wall with no holes. That's what Trump needs to do. I wanted to ask a question. I wrote a Substack talking about P. Diddy, this black rap artist or Puff Daddy or whatever the hell they call him. It's all over the news week by week now where they find all kind of tapes, sex tapes. First of all, I don't even understand how they managed to read. So it seems that they had some ongoing investigation. Whatever. I'm not in law enforcement. But if you went and did that and you release everything and you're showing us you have videos, you have evidence that they have underage girls in wild sex parties and all kinds of craziness, how come this guy's still walking free, this P. Diddy? And now they're talking about royal family, high society elites, Congress people, big people, elite people, connected people on some of his tapes that he taped everybody using all the rooms in his mansions. Like a Epstein. And now they're even saying, 2 days ago I read that what is on his tapes will make Jeffrey Epstein blush. So is that why he has not been canceled? Russell Brand was canceled, demonetized. How come P. Diddy or Puff Daddy is not? That goes to show you the double standard. Because Puff Daddy is an extreme liberal leftist freak. And Russell Brand, whether he started off liberal or leftist, something has happened. He had an epiphany. And he supports the conservative cause, especially on the issue of the vaccines. So is that it? Is that because of where your political ideology is? The law enforcement will come at you, or take you down and raid your home. So this guy Puff Daddy is getting away because he's walking free. He hasn't had to go in and fingerprint and take photos like other people. For less, far less. Who are on those tapes? Which high-level people? Is this why? Is this the American legal system now? Bought and paid for by privilege. What about the South Carolina basketball coach, this insane nutball? Dawn Staley, Staley. She's South Carolina basketball coach talking about, I believe I covered this too, but I'm doing it again. How transgender women could compete in women's sports, so in basketball. Is this lady crazy? You may as well shut down the women's league, the NCAA. This lady must be crazy. How could she say that? Devastating woman who fought so long to get on top and to get out of the shadows.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop. That's AmericaOutLoud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
The buildup of spike proteins is dangerous to your health. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body, removing the spike proteins, allowing your body to repair from within. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Well, the year 2024 must be the year of the Patriot, and AmericaOutLoud.news will equip you with all the information you need to give new meaning to the words Patriot Act. For our actions always ultimately define our words. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the second segment of the Dr. Paul Alexander Liberty Hour, brought to you by America Out Loud. You know my talk shows go to podcast the following day. You can get it on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, etc. And please check out my blog, my daily blog at Substack. You can find it at Alexander COVID News. Just key in Alexander COVID News. It is free. Also, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Reish, myself, Dr. Torp, Dr. Drew, etc. We support a good company called The Wellness Company. And you can find them at twc.health. That's twc.health. And there are a lot of things we need to be discussing. And one very interesting thing I wanted to talk about overall is we have a story that came out with Charles Barkley and Stephen A. Smith. And on their show, they were pounding Biden and Obama on immigration. Well, I said Obama because you know Obama really runs Biden's presidency. This is really Obama's third term. But when two black men, prominent black men, like Charles Barkley and Stephen Smith, could get together and discuss the failed immigration policy and the porous borders. Because when you look at the words of Barkley, they're talking about law and order. And Barkley and Smith were saying, first of all, the border is a joke, para. The border is a joke. They have these migrants. I'm using their words. So let me quote here. Quote Barkley and Smith. They have these migrants bust up to New York because they're in New York. They have them on camera kicking and beating up cops, American cops, these illegal migrants. Then they beat up these two cops, Barkley said. Yet they were out of jail in 24 hours the next day. Actually, it was the same day, Charles, Smith noted. And these guys went on to say that 2 days later, after being wrongfully released, they got caught stealing, robbing Macy's. And they beat up cops. How is that possible in today's America? I don't understand. What I don't understand, and let's talk to each other here as though we were around the kitchen table about this border issue. If we have a border, let's say the southern border, and let's say the borders in Texas, Arizona, etc. And we have people from a country on the other side of the border who just decide to walk up to the border and want to come in. Why is it our immigration officers at the border don't say you can't come in? Why do they have to let them in and process them? If the border is there, why can't you just say you can't come in and that's it? There's something that I'm missing. I don't understand what's going on. Is it that the Biden administration is giving higher level officials in the border agencies orders to stand down, and then they are giving their lower level grant employees the orders to stand down? Look, if I was president for 1 hour and you gave me that job, that right, that I was in charge, I would first of all militarize the border. I don't care how you do it, posse comitatus. I don't care, National Guard with live ammunition, 50 caliber, heavy military artillery. That's what I would do. I would make sure that the border is closed for about 10 years. Then I would go into America and find, I don't care how long it takes, how much money we spend, I'll find every single illegal and deport them. Everyone that's come under Biden, all that came even in the Trump administration, and I'm going back to Obama. I'm going to deport all. You can't be an illegal. Come into my country, you break laws to come into the country, and then you're beating up the police. You're attacking the border agents trying to come into the country. I'm sorry, my orders to the troops will be shoot to kill. If you touch a military officer at the border, if you touch a border services agent, If you touch a police officer, you'll be shot dead where you stand. Anyone. That'd be my orders. We have this phenomenon now, right now, where women have reported in New York City. There are multiple reports where men, these feral animals, these fecal bottom dweller, banal, medieval, filthy animals, they're running up to women in New York City at random and punching them, knocking them out, doing all sorts of crazy things. So it's just as happening now. It's a new phenomenon. It's a hip thing. Again, if I could have made rules, my rules would be straight. I'd make sure that my woman in New York going out armed with a legal firearm, properly trained, properly stored, properly handled. She'll have weapons with her, knives, and I want her with proper defense training so that if anybody punches her, she'll take the gun out and shoot them dead. Shoot them in the back as they're running away after punching her. Shoot them. You'll be defending your life. If I had my way, that's what the orders women will get. And I'll push them to do it. You need to shoot 3 or 4 of these animals to get the message out. See, you have to become an animal and behave like an animal to reach these animals. These are really desert, sand-dwelling Neanderthals that we brought into the civilized world. We made a mistake. And we have a bunch of these growing up in North American cities, fatherless, aimless, corrupted. The behavior is deplorable. And they have this message and belief that they could act out on society without any recriminations. I don't agree with that. I want them punished harshly. I wrote this Substack today about the situation with crime and stuff in the Black community. Because, I mean, we could pin all this and bring it all the way back full circle to COVID and all of that. And everything is not COVID, 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 and every minute COVID and pandemic and all of that. And again, I'll remind you, COVID was not a real pandemic. It was a fake PCR manufactured, false positive, fake pandemic. That's what it was. Where every single COVID policy that they enacted, every lockdown, every school closure, every business closure, every shielding, every mask mandate, there's no evidence anywhere in the world that any one of these COVID policies function to curb transmission or death. Not even in one instance. Everything about COVID was a lie and it was a failure. But I wrote this stat about Black fathers getting women pregnant and then they're not staying around to raise their children. I got a lot of feedback in my Substack, a lot of comments and stuff, and because let's face it, it's probably one of the biggest problems that we have societally within the Black, within the colored, even the white community too. 80% of Black youth today in America are raised with no father in the home. And I argue that my argument was that you can't say it as a poverty issue because they're poor. No, because we have millions and millions and millions of working poor. Very, very poor people who work, yet maintain their homes and their lives and their family, and they don't commit crimes. So that'll wash me. That's hogwash. That's bollocks. But I wanted to say that the data is very, very stable and very robust. All of the models show us that having no father in the home as a young man, especially in American youth, predicts criminality. Also, home ownership. When we plug in all of the variables into the various math models, what we could see is that When you adjust for all other competing explanations, they all fall away and leave issues around home ownership as a principal super loaded risk factor for criminality, lack of home ownership, and the lack of a father in the home. I have seen data whenever there's a father in the home, crime goes down. Whenever there's home ownership, crime goes down. Home ownership, I mean, we're not talking about giving people homes for free. No. We're talking about people can't afford to get into the market to buy a home. So we make the homes more affordable, more pegged to their income, etc. Because they must have ownership, pride in ownership. They must be paying towards a mortgage, even if it's a couple hundred dollars a month. So I'm saying this about a father. And the lack of a father in home is the most predictable way to end up in prison in the black community. And I want to reemphasize, poverty does not equal crime. What I'm trying to say is this is where the Democrat slave plantation never ended. That has destroyed blacks, broken the backs of good black people, black Americans. Because Lyndon Baines Johnson, President Lyndon Baines Johnson, destroyed blacks in America with that Great Society program in 1965. Remember, we all already were seeing the effects of Roosevelt's program, the New Deal. But in Great Society, Lyndon Baines Johnson, the argument is simple, that he, Lyndon Baines, and Democrats destroyed America and the black community because we were seeing, if you studied it, if you took the time to study the area, even now, you would find that from about 1864, 1865, after the abolishment of slavery, all the way to 1965, that 100 years period, where blacks were actually outpacing whites, doing better, and all socioeconomic indicators, home ownership, education, jobs, everything. They were clawing their way out of the ravages of slavery and on their own. But then along comes the government in 1965, pretending that they want to do good by the blacks, yet destroy them. Because it's that Great Society of 1965, enacted by Democrats, destroyed the nuclear family. It destroyed blacks, period. That Great Society program in 1965, where prior to 1965, blacks were outpacing whites and all indicators were on a steep upward trajectory. Now in 1965, you give blacks Section 8 housing, food stamps, welfare. You rewarded multiple pregnancies with only baby daddies, with full dependency on the state. The argument is that Democrats took productive people and made them dependent, destroyed them, broke their backs. We have data showing us that about in 1964, 1965, about one in four black homes were headed by a single parent, one person. Headed by the parent, headed by the grandparent. But then after the Great Society fraud of 1965, and if you model it and you track it all the way to now, 2024, we have a little over three out of four black homes headed by one person, near 80%. And often it's the grandmothers, as the mothers are crack whore. She's strung out on crack doing tricks. And the father's in jail pimping whores on the street. He's like a gangbanger. So granny has to step up to save the child or the children, and huge props to her. But 80% of black youth, let's not forget, have no father in the homes. These men, their fathers just molesting other women and not standing up to their duties of parenthood. So what happens then? Well, the young boy swayed by everything other than in his home, he has no choice. He has to become a thug in the hood. The streets become his home. He finds comfort there. The judge is their mother, and the jailer is their father. Some even yearn for it. They need someone to handle them and punish them, sanction them. They commit crime to get into the penal system, to have someone guide them for the first time. It's a very vexing discussion to have. Very troubling. And President Trump made a statement. Where the news is reporting that Biden and they were beginning to signal that they might that some new variant gonna come and may interfere with the election. And that Trump came out in a news release, I believe yesterday or the day before, saying that he knows Biden and they're gonna try and steal the election. But if he's elected in November, he will use every available authority to go after anyone who imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Well, the thing about that is that I wrote a subscribe saying, Poses Trump, I love you, brother, and I support you, and I'll help you get elected, but you're wrong. Can't use those words, wrong words. You should not say, if elected. You say, when I'm elected. In November 2024, I will reverse liability protection under the PREP Act that fraud HHS secretary is imposed. And I proceed in the first hour to issue victims, implement victims' financial compensation fund. I will launch investigations. I will do everything to make Americans whole again. That's what POTUS Trump should have said. And I wrote that out. Joe Rogan dropped a Moab a haymaker because now he's really understanding the devastation of the Malone vaccine.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutLoud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the third segment of the Dr. Paul Alexander Liberty Hour, brought to you by the America Out Loud Talk Show radio program. I want to praise Malcolm once again and get going. Quickly, you know my Substack, Alexander COVID News. Just Google it, Alexander COVID News. It's free. Please subscribe to keep on top of the COVID issues and politics because I'm transitioning hard in the support of President Trump. I'm a huge Trump supporter. As you know, I worked for him. I continue to be and will continue to be. I'm also a supporter of Israel in this conflict with Hamas. And simply, well, for many different reasons, but the key reason for me is on October 7th, 2023, it is Hamas who invaded Israel. Moreover, it is Hamas who still has 150 men, women, and children underground in tunnels for 7 months now. So I don't want any bleeding heart, leftist freak, anyone coming to me to tell me that Israel is heavy-handed. Israel has 150 people underground, women being raped daily, brutalized, children being raped daily. Remember, we had reports of little girls, they use hammers and pounded nails into their genitals. These are beasts we are talking about. Beasts. Remember, if you want to help me in any way, please go to Zelle. Any support will be helpful. Zelle, and my email is sr7283@gmail.com. sr7283@gmail.com. Look, our issue right now, Trump has two issues on his hand, really three. One, the cost of living in America right now is outrageous and is falling out of reach to many people. Trump needs to deal with that, the economy. The economy and all the stock market records and stuff. What we need to understand is the stock market and trading in stocks and shares and all that crap. That's for wealthy people. That's for people with disposable income. That's for people who invest in that. The flyover country, the normal working man and woman, me, you, we don't have shares and stocks. We can't risk that kind of money. So that means nothing to me. The issue right now is we have the housing market in trouble. We know the housing market is in trouble right now. We know that. Remember, in 2022, at the peak of this surge in housing, it was about $487,000 was the average cost of an American home. Unbelievably expensive, crazily. And that was during the pandemic. But now, in 2024, April, the average price of an American home is $401,000. I want you to understand what I just said. Maybe you're not following the data properly. The average price of an American home dropped $80,000 to $85,000 in the last 15 to 18 months. You have to understand, it's almost a 20% drop. The last time we saw a 20% drop was when the housing market crashed in 2008. And we had to wait 3 years until 2010, 2011 for the market to bottom out. To dung, the average price of a house then, 2011, was about $208,000. But the plunge was same 20%. It took 3 years for the housing market crash in 2008 for us to see the bottoming out of the market. The prices went down 20% in 3 years to $208,000. The prices I'm talking about now went down from $487,000 average to $401,000 now. It has dropped the same 20%, but in 15 months, half the time. I want you to understand what I just said. There's something not right in the housing market. The housing market and the price of homes and how fast the decline has happened is a canary in the coal mine. This economy is not structurally sound. I am not an economist. Full disclosure, I'm just a layman scientist trying to make sense. So President Trump has an economy, serious situation to deal with. He has a situation of, imagine that he left with no wars on deck. We have the Russia, Ukraine, Taiwan, possibly China now, Israel, Hamas, and now we have Iran, Israel. We have four wars on our doorstep, ongoing and coming, all under Biden. None were under Trump. You need to understand that. We have this economy in trouble. We have an open, porous border. where 16,000 to 20,000 illegals are allowed into the country every day by Biden and Obama and Mayorkas. In those 16,000 to 20,000, we have rapists and murderers. We have jihadists and Islamists coming to gang rape and kill Americans. We have to close the border to Canada. Why? Because they're coming through there also. They're not going to Canada in the cold. Who want to live in the pissing ass cold? They're making their way across to America. America is where they're going. They're coming to harm Americans. That's the goal. We have to close the southern border for 10, 15 years. President Trump must close the border. We have to demand it and hold his feet to the fire. And as he closes the border in the first hour of his new presidency, so we are talking about the day he's sworn in, January 20th, 2025. He has to move to deport every single illegal. All who came under Biden, all who came under Obama, even those that came in his administration must be deported. All, every single one. And if you turn around and you say, but this person was born in America under Biden, great. Go to a U.S. embassy or consulate in the shithole, in the hellhole your parents came from, and present them a U.S. birth certificate or passport. If you can't present them one of that, that means you were never even an American. You were living there sucking on the taxpayer, because I guarantee you're on welfare and your entire family. So we don't want you in America. Get the hell out. That's my view. If you could present a valid passport or a valid birth certificate of American, you should be allowed instantly back into America, but you need to be processed outside. But if you committed a rape, or a murder, or any pedophilia acts while on American soil, I don't care if you were born to illegal parents on American soil, you must never touch American soil again. That's my view. So President Trump has issues, but I believe he's the best person on tap to deal with it. No one else. The others are clowns. It's a clown car that was up in there for the primary. All of them. Everyone. Nikki Haley. And Vivek, all of them. Kennedy, I like on his vaccine policy, nothing else. Kennedy's a socialist, leftist, liberal, period. But when you listen to him too, he makes a lot of sense in other issues. But I can't vote for him, and I'm not supporting him for president. I would want Trump to give him a very important role in the country. He has good things to offer America. Newsweek had an online poll, and they published today that Biden is beating Trump. Now, in what universe could I be correct based on what we're seeing? Biden and they can't cobble together 200 people in a rally. Right now, Trump is demanding 50,000 to 60,000 people. So what do I conclude? I conclude A, which is mainly what it is Newsweek has lied. This is a deception. This can't be true. Biden can't find his dentures and his depends on any given day. He don't even know where he is. Word is that they have to inject him with amphetamines and stuff just to walk out on the stairs. You could see it sometimes. You could see it in the face. So how could he defeat Trump? That guy you're watching there, how could he deal with Trump on a debate stage? Unless they give him the questions ahead of time. And still Biden can't beat him. Now, I would say, don't underestimate Uncle Joe to pull it off. Because remember, they're dealing with mail-in ballots and all the lies. Don't underestimate. Because that could happen. That could happen. What about the issue of President Trump praising the failed lockdowns and vaccines still? That's a problem if he continues doing that. He has to stop that. President Trump must stop praising the vaccine. The vaccine didn't work. The vaccine is deadly. Don't underestimate the role of Bobby Kennedy in this, in terms of bleeding away votes. So I have no belief that polling is true. But I want President Trump to be careful. I want him to understand this is not going to be a walk in the park. They could steal votes. They could do the mail-ins again. They could do all kinds. They're running the show right now, remember? Remember, it's the Democrats in control of the system right now. On my Substack, and it has generated a lot of debate, heated debate, I showed that iconic photo, if you remember, in the Obama administration when they said they killed Osama bin Laden. First of all, my view. I wrote on my Substack, remember Alexander COVID News? In my view, that was a lie. The whole bin Laden thing is a lie. I believe they didn't kill no Osama bin Laden. I don't even believe he was alive, or he was in that building in Pakistan. I believe nothing they did. Zero. And to help you understand how much I don't believe it, that iconic photo, if you let your mind go back, or go on the internet and Google it, or go and find my Substack, Alexander COVID News, and key in Osama bin Laden, this blog should pop up. Look at the photo. The photo was in the Situation Room, Obama Situation Room, where they had Blinken and Hillary Clinton and Obama and Biden and everybody staring at the screen and their hands on their mouths. They're in shock. Look at Hillary. Look at them. It's as though what they're looking at is so stunning, etc. Well, that is the photo that they put out to us and said, oh, this is the instant bin Laden was killed. This is the raid. But read a little more. What was not published with big fanfare was the fact that Panetta had to come clean and actually admit that what all of those idiots were looking at in that situation room was nothing. That whole photo was staged. Panetta had to admit that there was no live feed into the White House in the raid. They had no images, nothing of the Obama raid, the Osama bin Laden raid, I mean. When Clinton is there with her hands on her mouth, all of that was a fraud. It's not my words. Go and read it. Leon Panetta said it never happened because the screen was blank. Can you imagine that? And that's what you were sold. And you were cheering and, oh, yes, yes, they killed bin Laden. Obama with his serious stern face on Biden. Yet, they were looking at a blank screen. They lied to you. There was no feed to the White House. And that is factual, factual. That's to tell you. Don't forget about Operation Northwoods. Do you remember Operation Northwoods? When the Pentagon had provided to Kennedy a plan where the United States, and I believe this was in 1962, not 9/11, 40 years after, in 1962, 40 years before 9/11, the Pentagon presented Kennedy in Operation Northwoods. It was classified and now it's declassified. Read it. My Substack, Operation Northwoods, you'd find it. What was Operation Northwoods? Operation Northwoods was a plan to assassinate Fidel Castro. And they were going to use civilian airplanes in the United States. They were going to be remote control flown, not with any valid pilots, but they were going to be civilians in them, Americans. But the plane would have no pilot, remote. I didn't know they could have remote control fly an entire commercial plane in 1962. Yes, they could. The Pentagon gave Kennedy that plan for him to approve. And they would fly these commercial airlines into American buildings, just like 9/11. And into Cuban buildings and create a crisis. The Cuba attacked America and give America permission to invade and bomb Cuba. Kennedy told them no. I believe between telling them no for Operation Northwoods and because of the failed Bay of Pigs invasion, I believe they killed Kennedy. I believe Kennedy was killed, assassinated. I do, especially from turning on Operation Northwoods. That's my belief. And I believe because of that, no Kennedy could hold public office as president. And we saw it with Bobby Kennedy. And as soon as John Kennedy whispered, just fooling around, John Kennedy Jr., his little Cessna plane or Piper or whatever you call it, crashed. Yeah, you could tell me he wasn't a seasoned pilot and he was flying in a storm or whatever. Listen, I believe nothing anymore. Marjorie Taylor Greene, tabling legislation to bring down Mike Johnson, the speaker. Mike Johnson, that speaker. Look, I know it with Hakeem, the Democrat guy, we're in trouble if the House flips now. But remember, Mike Johnson, here's the key. I'm trying to thread a needle for you. Mike Johnson we need to keep control of the House until this election. And we need a speaker, but Mike Johnson is a fraud. We have this photo of him in the back stairwell with Paul Ryan. What is Paul Ryan doing in the House, the Congress, speaking to the new speaker? Paul Ryan was a Beelzebub, Benedict Arnold, who destroyed Trump's first 2 years. This Mike Johnson is a failure, but remember something, it is key that you understand. If Republicans lose control, if some of the Republicans jump to Democrats or retire right now before the elections, Democrats could hold majority. If Democrats hold majority, they might vote to enact what the Supreme Court said about the 14th Amendment. And you know what that means for President Trump. So we need to keep control of the House. We're in a lot of trouble. The Republicans have failed. So Marjorie Taylor Greene is tabling. I like the stones on Marjorie Taylor Greene. Very strong. Look, let me end by thanking Malcolm again. Thanks for listening on the show, for helping people like McCall and myself. Go to Zelle, SR7283@gmail.com.